Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
6 o'clock straight up on a Friday night. Welcome on in. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. John Johnson, fresh off of passing a kidney stone. He's back. He's here. Push-ups, kidney stone, updates. I mean, this guy is versatile. He's doing it all here
big
on WIP.
Week for John Johnson.
A very big week. We'll check in with him in a little bit. That's who we have tonight. And of course, you. 888-729-9494. Later in the show, Elliot Shore Parks. We'll check in with my buddy Pete McCarthy, who used to do pre and post with the Mets on what we're getting here in with Zach Wheeler coming up around 8:40. Steve Fezzik, pregame.com, is what we're having Friday nights. NFL picks, a whole bunch to get into. And I will reiterate it, and I'll say it over and over and over again for the next 4 hours and until something else big happens, pay the tax. And I'll explain more on that later with the Phillies. But we'll start with last night. And look, I sat here just about 23 hours ago and said, I don't want to just make the rest of this season about what the Cowboys do. I want to get excited off of what the Eagles did or do. And then I went home, and I watched the Cowboys get beat up by Mitch Trubisky. I watched the Cowboys last night lose to a Chicago Bears team that a month ago here couldn't, I mean, outside of one big broken play, couldn't move the football. And they were moving the ball up and down the field on the Cowboys. And I turned the TV off last night after the Cowboys lost that game to fall to 6-7. And this really is the worst division that I have seen, maybe ever, but certainly one of the worst divisions we've seen in a long time. And I turned the TV off and I said, you know what? The Eagles can do this. And it has very little to do with my faith in this Eagles team and more to do with just the reality of the NFC East. The Dallas Cowboys are imploding in front of us. They are imploding here from their defense, which has never been as good this year as it was last year, looking like garbage. They're getting lit up by Josh Allen, Mitch Trubisky, and I'm sure Jared Goff's going to light them up next Sunday. So the defense can't stop anybody. Their offense, which was humming along, and Dak Prescott was playing the best football of his career, is taking a step back here. They're not quite as efficient as they were early in the season. The head coach, I mean, it's like every breath anyone takes over there is about the inevitability of firing Jason Garrett. Like, we get upset here because the Eagles have issues, and the Eagles have these problems, and who knows who's talking behind the scenes, and all these things that pop up about Carson Wentz, and, you know, now everyone's doubting Doug Peterson. Guess what? Nobody's calling for Doug Peterson to get fired. At least no one with the brain at this point. And Jeff Lurie's not going on radio here at WIP and basically having to answer questions about Doug Peterson every week. The Cowboys are imploding. And I am choosing tonight. And tonight we're going to do something fun. And you know what we're going to do tonight? We're going to find out who has gumption, who has guts around here, and who is just a baby. Because tonight we're going to do something I think I never thought I'd need to do, but just listening to the tenor of WIP the last week or so, I think we need to do it. I think we need to do something that I never thought I would do, and that is I'm driving the Eagles playoff wagon, the bandwagon. Yeah, I think we need a bandwagon right now. It doesn't feel like most of the fan base believes. Like, most years you don't need that. This isn't a bandwagon kind of town, or, you know, especially with the Eagles. Maybe the other teams sometimes. Not the Eagles. But there's enough people off the train or off the bus or whatever silly analogy of a vehicle I want to use that I think we have to do it. So I'm choosing to drive this bus tonight. The Eagles are going to win the NFC East. Is it because the Eagles are a very good football team? No. Is it because I have supreme trust in this Eagles team to take care of their business? No. But it's because of the reality of what lies ahead. And that is the Cowboys cannot get out of their own way. They have the Rams next week. They haven't beat one team this year that is a 500 or better record, not one. The Rams, they have a 500 or better record. They'll lose to them next week. And then in a couple weeks, if the Eagles can just win against the Giants and Redskins, guess what? The Eagles will have a 500 record. The Dallas Cowboys can't get out of their own way. The Eagles still have a favorable schedule. They have a coach that I do believe the locker room still believes in. And in Dallas, there's no way they believe in Jason Garrett. Like, let's just be real. There's no way they believe in Jason Garrett. The players are not oblivious to the noise out there. They know he's getting fired. They know the future's going to change. They know they're going to have a different coach next year, especially the guys that are clearly going to be there for a long time. The Cowboys are in a worse spot than the Eagles. The Eagles are going to be able to take advantage of this. 888-729-9494. I am choosing to drive a bandwagon tonight that I know has two bad wheels, and it might go off the road. Tucker, I'm ready to put myself out there again, and I'm acknowledging that I may get hurt here. Like in a week or two, or maybe Monday night, the Eagles may hurt me again. But I'm doing it because every time I watch the Cowboys, I wait for them to put the Eagles out of their misery, you know, just watching their games. And they just keep opening this door for the Eagles. So I'm driving this bandwagon. Are you in? 888-729-9494. Are you in or are you out on the Eagles? And here's the catch with tonight's discussion. If you don't get in tonight, the seats are filling up. Like there's not going to be unlimited seats here, Tucker. So if you don't get in tonight, don't crawl on and try to get a ticket to hop on this thing on Tuesday after the Eagles beat the Giants. You can't do it. It's tonight. Or it's never. Tucker, are you in or are you out?
Joe, I like to think of myself as a fairly rational person.
I think that's a fair description.
I don't get overly emotional about anything.
Well, not sure about that. I did hear a story today, which we might touch on later, but go ahead.
But nothing about this team makes me think playoff contender. Even though the Cowboys continue to trip over their own feet, and even if the Eagles do beat the Giants on Sunday, which I think we all think they should, right? Like, there's no reason why the Eagles should lose to Eli Manning. There's no reason why any competent NFL franchise should lose to Eli Manning in 2019.
At home, especially in a game, must-win game, no. No way.
But nothing about this team makes me excited. No one on this team has stepped up this year. The offense looks stale. The defense played inspiring football for 3 weeks in games that the offense made virtually unwinnable. And moving forward, watching you trying to put together this bandwagon, I have very little confidence in it getting very far down the road.
Well, listen, I understand we need an oil change. I understand I have two bad wheels, but you know what?
Do you need oil for a wagon?
You know what? It might be a bus, Tucker. Regardless of what it is, there are seats available, 888-729-9494. You know what? I'm going to make it a bus. It's the Eagles playoff bus, because I don't know how a bandwagon works, but I do kind of get how a bus works. We have seats available. I am driving. Tucker is not on. Are you? Look, I fully acknowledge the Eagles have given us very, very little to feel good about. They just lost the Miami Dolphins the last time we watched them play. The Miami Dolphins. But this division is there for the taking. It doesn't take much for the Eagles to do this. And I don't expect the Cowboys issues to go away anytime soon. And here's what I'm getting with the Eagles that I'm not getting with the Cowboys. I'm getting a team that still has belief and faith in its head coach. There are no Doug Peterson hot seat rumors out there. You don't have everyone talking about this. There's more of a strong, united front within the organization here than there is there. There's none down there. And it doesn't take a lot for the Eagles to do this. They could probably go 8-8 as long as they beat the Cowboys and win this thing. So there still is probably margin for error for the Eagles down the stretch of the season. Look, this is, if you had scripted this for me, you know, in September and said, Joe, 5-7 Eagles, how are you going to feel on December, whatever today's date is, 6th? I would have said, this is going to be the most depressing show. This is going to be the most depressing week. But that's not where I could be right now. Because it's not about how good the Eagles are. It's about how good they have to be. It's about the opportunity in front of them. If the Cowboys had beaten the Bills, or the Cowboys had beaten the Bears, or the Cowboys had beaten the Jets, this probably would be over already. Or it'd be to the point where they're okay enough that they're not going to slip up, and we know the Eagles aren't okay to rise above it, but they don't really have to rise above anything. They just have to be confident down the stretch of the season, and that is going to be enough. 888-729-9494. Here's your chance tonight. We'll officially call it the bus. The Joe Giglio Eagles playoff bus. This bandwagon, I acknowledge, I don't know how they work.
I imagine it's like a hayride.
I don't really like hayrides. You like the hayrides?
Not really.
No, I mean, they're for kids at Halloween. I might go on them with my kids. We're going to go with a bus tonight. Are you on the Eagles playoff bus? You're in or you're out? And here's the rule. And look, we're taking notes tonight. We know who calls. We have a call screen back there. Every person that calls in and you're in, you get a front row seat. You get to be near the front of the bus as this thing steamrolls into January or sputters into January or somehow gets over the finish line into January. But you get to be on the bus. If you're out tonight, which, if you're out, I want your honest opinion, but if you're out tonight, in 3 weeks, if this team wins its next three games, you can't try to get in Like, Tucker's out. He just, when this thing pulls up to the link for the wild card round weekend against the Niners or the Seahawks, Tucker's going to have to hitch a ride with someone else. I mean, you have
That's
to
fine.
Walk to the stadium.
I'm
Uber.
Fine not choosing to be willfully ignorant about this team.
You know what? Ignorance is bliss when you watch the other team in this division. It's the worst division ever. Is it that high of a bar to set for the Eagles? Just win the worst division ever.
I'm not going to drive a bus for a team that when I watch them, I don't think, wow, that's a competent football team.
Listen, all they have to do is be better than all the other bad teams. I'm not asking for much here. And I believe this bus will cross the finish line before the wheels completely fall off. 888-729-9494. The Eagles playoff bus, I'm driving it after watching the Cowboys last night. It's not because I have supreme belief in this team, their depth, their drive, or anything like that. But I just think the opportunity is so, it's just so there for them that if they have any pulse and if they have any fight in them, and if they're anything like last year's team that was very similar at this point of a season but rallied at the end, if they're anything like that, they're going to take advantage of the Dallas Cowboys. Not just being a mess, they're a colossal mess. Last weekend, you have Michael Bennett screaming at everyone in the locker room. Now you have the owner who's just, look, I think Jerry Jones is just great comedy. But my goodness, the distraction that is going on around there, that at every moment he's being asked about the head coach, they might as well just fire Jason Garrett now. That's going to hang over them for the rest of the season. Every bad play, it comes back to Jason Garrett. Every drop pass, it comes back to Jason Garrett. There's no way that guy can inspire that football team when everyone realizes he's gone. We don't have that here. For as much as the Eagles have made you shake your head this year, there still is a foundation here that is not on, you know, quicksand like they are down in Dallas. Doug Peterson's not going anywhere. Doug Peterson is going to send a message to his team. He's going to put together a game plan, and they're going to buy into Doug. They've done it every year of his coaching career. Just because Doug has a bad game or they have a bad game doesn't mean that is wavering. In Dallas, the head coach is a buffoon. The owner makes everything harder than it has to be with the way he goes about things. And they're a team that just looks like they can't beat anybody anymore. 888-729-9494. That's how you get in. Do you want a seat here? I am driving the Eagles playoff bus. It probably against my better judgment. And I'm not sure this thing's going to be a smooth ride. In fact, I know it's going to be a bumpy ride. But my goodness, it's a ride I'm willing to take. Bill is in Old City. What's up, Bill?
Joe, what's up, buddy?
How you doing?
Good, man. As much as it pains me to say it, dude, I think I'm in on the bandwagon with you.
It's amazing, Bill, because this team has given us so little to believe in, yet I think they're going to win this division now.
Look, man, I'm a season ticket holder, and I honestly, dude, I don't even want to go on Monday night. The Cowboys just continue to hand us the division. I don't see what happens, I guess. Maybe they run the table. I mean, regardless, I think they're probably going to get spanked that first round of the playoffs if they make it in. But, hey, you know what? It'll still be fun. It'll be a fun ride.
It will. And here's the thing on that. Bill, I appreciate your call, and you enjoy the game Monday if you do end up going. Here's the thing about getting spanked in the first round. Two things on that. Number one, the NFL playoffs, look, I believe, and I put up a poll last night, just kind of wondering what people thought. I was trying to figure out last night as I watched the Cowboys lose to the Bears, how much the NFC East favorite will be underdogs by in the first round at home. Because last night I took a look, and it was that's famous 7-9 Seahawks team that won their game was a 10-point home underdog to an 11-5 Saints team. That was back in, what, 2011? You could have a 7-9 or 8-8 NFC East winner, hopefully the Eagles, against maybe a 13-win Niners team or a 13-win Seahawks team. I mean, the spread's going to be around 9 or 10 points. I mean, that's what it feels like as you kind of look forward. So, yeah, that's a problem, and the odds of them winning that game are not great, but I'm not even worried about that. I'll cross that bridge of how many points they're favored by or underdogs by when I get to it. Here's what's important for me. Getting to the playoffs. Getting Carson Wentz playoff experience, which I think is vital for the rest of his career and what he's going to be moving forward, and just shaking off the stink of this season. If they make the playoffs, well, I think we'll still look back at 2019 and say that was disappointing, uneven. They were not a real Super Bowl contender, but we won't look back on it like we are now. Tucker, if they make the playoffs, if we could get this bus that you're not on, cross that finish line, we're going to think of this season differently no matter what happens when they get to that game.
We shouldn't.
We will, though.
But it shouldn't matter, especially if you want to take the point of view from the Eagles front office. Whether or not they finish 8-8 and make the playoffs and lose by 25 in the first round at home, it shouldn't matter because there are so many issues with this franchise, with this roster from top to bottom, with the coaching staff, with the front office, that whether or not you somehow luckily win the worst division
ever,
as you said earlier, that shouldn't matter. Like, that shouldn't be your goal, to somehow luckily back your way into the playoffs every year. If you want to turn this team into a Super Bowl contender again, you can't let the idea of us making the playoffs be kind of the be-all, end-all. Like, hey, we made it to January. We're good. Let's just retool next year. Like, there are some serious flaws with how this team has been built.
And that's fair. And for Howie, he's got to think that way. That's his job. But for me, and for everyone who wants to hop on this bus tonight, I want to see playoff football here. And I think it's important for Carson Wentz. I said this last week. I'll say it again. That you go back the last 30 years since the NFL went to a six-team playoff format in each conference, 1990. Outside of one quarterback, and that guy was a true backup in Jeff Hostetler in 1990, not one quarterback outside of Hostetler. So every other one the last 29 years, every other Super Bowl winning quarterback had at least one game of playoff experience in his first 4 years in the NFL. I don't know if that is completely signal, if it's completely noise, if it's just a weird coincidence, but it strikes me as there's probably something to this, that guys that end up winning it all and have become great playoff quarterbacks get some experience early in their career. So yeah, I want this to happen. I think we all want it to happen. I'm not worried about how it's going to impact the future so much. I don't care about who they play next year with their schedule or the draft pick. I want to make the playoffs. And honestly, I didn't think this was very realistic until the last 2 weeks, because watching the Cowboys, I mean, their defense, I think the story this year with them has been, well, Dak Prescott got better. They're legit now, blah, blah, blah. Their defense is very good. I mean, Josh Allen and Mitch Trubisky just lit them up 2 weeks in a row. The division is wide open, and for as ugly as the Eagles season has been, I'm willing to put myself out there, and I'm willing to say, let's do it. I'm in. I'm driving the bus. Eagles are making the playoffs. You with me? Or are you not reserving your seat? And look, I mean, I will stick to this. We are driving a bus up to the link on January, what would the date be, 4th, 5th? And Tucker's not invited.
It's fine. Anyone who doesn't want to come on the bus can come to my house.
We will drive right past
you. We'll stay inside where it's, you know, probably over the 35 degrees.
Oh, don't be a baby. We'll be out there and you will be inside.
It's fine.
We will drive right past you.
I will enjoy myself.
Well, I don't know if you will. Maybe Adam from Philly will join you because he's not on this bus. Adam, how you doing, man?
Joe, I'm great. How are you?
Good. What's up?
I'm a first-time caller, and thanks for taking my call here. It's a great show. Love listening to you. Just to answer your question, I am not reserving my seat on the bus. And from what you're saying about Dallas not being able to win a game, that's the Eagles right now. We can't win a game. I don't think we're going to beat New York, and I don't think we're going to be able to win out. We haven't been able to prove that, and I think actually Eli coming back is more scary, and I really don't think we're going to be able to win Monday night. And I, of course, you want to see the team play in the playoffs, but at the same time, I need the front office to wake up and the team to basically wake up and for a statement to be made. So, of course, you want to see your team play in the playoffs. But realistically, as the last call I mentioned to you, there are way too many problems in the front office. And in, not even in the front office, really, more of in the locker room. I think that's what's really more concerning me. And, when they make the playoffs, you can fall back on that. And you can talk about that, how that was a success. But nobody in their right mind here can really say that this season has been a success, even if they do make the playoffs.
Well, I would agree with that, Adam, and I appreciate the call, and I count your decision here to be with Tucker, and then we'll drive right past you as we go to the link for the playoff game. I agree that it's going to be almost impossible to call this season a success unless somehow they get in the playoffs and they win a game, and then we recalibrate everything. I don't think that's all going to happen, but I do think after watching the way the Cowboys have played that they're in a worse spot than the Eagles. They look worse. They are acting worse. They have more distractions. And the game here is a home game in 2 weeks. And I look at it and I say, it's lining up for the Eagles. If they just can wake up to win this division, and for the first time in weeks, I'm willing to believe again, because that other team, they flat stink. 888-729-9494, pound 9494. We'll come back, your phone calls, and we'll let you hear what Jerry Jones had to say today. He was on our sister station down in Dallas. And look, the Eagles have a lot of distractions in from inside their own. I mean, they've made their own distractions this year. But this stuff, I mean, we don't have Jeff Lurie doing what Jerry Jones does. We'll play it for you on the other side on your phone calls. Are you in or are you out? Driving the playoff bus tonight. Tucker's not in. Seats are filling up. Where do you stand? 888-729-9494. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.